Tigers have played their four quarters. Now, it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik.
It is time for the fifth quarter, sponsored by Titletown Brewing and Evergreen Power. You can count on them. Highway 41 and N in Little Chutes. We do bring in our special guest, Eric Baranchik. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Man,
what a great morning it is.
Great to talk about a game that didn't end in a tie.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, what a heartbreaker that was.
We love that. So the Packers get the win coming off of their bye week, a team in the Bengals they had to beat. Were you surprised, though, that the Bengals put up such a fight?
Not at all.
In this one?
Not at all. Everybody was, as soon as they named Flacco the starter.
Easy win, right?
No, not. I thought, okay, you got, coming out of the Browns, he didn't have much there. You got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, two probably the best wide receiver duo in the league. I don't think many people are going to argue that. With him being able, his 18 years of experience, and he could still spin it, I thought it was going to be a closer game than this. I think it was a good win.
And especially once they decided in the second half, hey, Joe Flacco is kind of a statue back there.
Traffic cone. That's what he's been called.
Let's get the ball out of his hands as fast as humanly possible and really negate a strong Packers pass rush. And once they just started getting the ball out quick, man, you had that 10-minute, 14-second drive to start the second half.
That was a brutal drive, too.
Yeah.
Just boom, boom, boom. But you look at, so that was a drive where Higgins and Chase, I mean, the first play of that drive, that pass was absolutely perfect and an absolutely awesome catch. You get out of bounds, gain of 18, I believe it was on that one. And then it was just those two guys going to work with a quarterback that can still throw it, who's got a bunch of experience. He's seen it all, seen this team. This is the second time in 3 weeks three games that he's seen them. He knows how things are going to go. And you just saw the way those receivers were able to get to the zone or in between zones, stop, turn around, boom, balls on them. You know, it was really good. If you're an offensive guy and you watch that series, it was something that to behold on how they just picked apart the Packers a little bit. But I think they would have picked apart just about anybody on that drive. Those guys are very good receivers.
I was watching that drive to start the second half, and I got to tell you, I love long, sustained offensive drives.
Rather than your team is in control.
Yeah. Rather than just like the big quick hitter 60-yard bombs, I love a methodical offensive drive.
Yeah.
That goes 6-7-plus minutes.
End zone to end zone.
And you just pick apart a defense. That excites me. I know it's kind of boring for some people. It's like, all right, where's the big plays? But I love that methodical approach.
Absolutely. And they just had the Packers on their heels. They even got a sack on that series, and they still scored a touchdown. And usually a sack is the death knell for that series, right? And it's get ready to punt. On that series, the bright spot of it was Lucas Van Ness. You know, some people were, you know, when is he going to start? That was an unbelievable rep that he had on pass rush on that particular play. Just a speed rush around a guy who's fading a little bit with age in Brown there, their left tackle. But, man, just duck underneath, great body control.
Yeah, that little dip, yeah.
Just really, really good. So, you know, I think but they were able to thwart it off, you know, and it helps that you come back out the very next series on offense and actually get something done, and that's kind of what shot the game right there. It was over at that point.
It's the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchik from Gannett Media, breaking down the Packers beating the Bengals yesterday afternoon over at Lambeau Field. So what'd you make of the first half offensively? Obviously very good defensively. You pitched a shutout going into halftime. Packers are up 10-0 at half, but they absolutely dominated that first half, just didn't come away with a bunch of points.
No, they moved the ball. The first you know, the interception was tough.
Yeah.
You know, they were driving and they were looking really good. Everything was hitting. And then that pick happens. And that was just, I mean, if you talk to Love, I'm sure he'll tell you that was, if he had to do that again, 99 times out of 100, he's not throwing that ball. That was just an ill advice, or he should have thrown it out of bounds and lived the fight another day. But, you know, you can't knock a guy for trying to be competitive. You know, he's rolling out, trying to get away from the rush, tuck it and run, or just throw it over everybody's head there. I mean, that's what competitors do. I mean, how many times did Favre do that, right?
Well,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah. And everybody loved Favre. Right. So, but when you look at it, I thought the biggest thing that why they didn't get more points was the offensive line still is not consistent. And I know everybody hates it when I say this, but the pad level in the run game is not where it needs to be at this point. You know, especially you look, they had that, you know, Jordan Love had that sneak for a yard. You look at the pad level from the Packers offensive line versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, that's low pad level, and the Packers were, their pad level was a little bit higher, and it got better in the second half, but to be consistent offensively, it all starts up front. Bottom line, end of story. I mean, that's it. You can have the best quarterback in the world and all the best receivers, but if you're getting crushed up front and can't run the football the way they want to do it, you know, that's where the whole hitch in the giddy up has been for the Packers offense. We're five games in and it's musical chairs up front, and the guys that are playing, they're rotating a guard on the right side constantly. They haven't found that elixir that's going to get it done. And quite honestly, the one knock, I mean, there's a couple knocks, but the one knock you can take away from this football game is that offensive line got better, but it's still not good enough.
Now, you mentioned, you know, they've had some injuries, rotating guys in. Do you think if it just settles down and they find that right mix, it's going to get figured out with consistency and reps?
I would say yes. I mean, that has been the MO of this offensive group for the last several years since Adam Stenovich has been there. Is he finds a way to get the best out of who's ever in there. And it seems like it gets better as the year goes on, and or the season goes on. And I would expect the same thing just going off of what the past has been. But it's going to come down to being able to run the ball a little bit more consistently than they have. But one thing that stuck out like a sore thumb is, you know, Josh Jacobs has got to have the ball in his hands. If you boil it all down, their best offensive player is Josh Jacobs. I mean, that's the guy that's going to move the sticks. That's the guy that's the engine to that offense. And you know, they got him the ball 23 times.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of going into the week was, you know, 22 to 25 times. The ball's got to be in his hands. And you saw him getting more active in the passing game. Obviously, he's running. You know, he got 93 yards on the ground. Another bunch in the, you know, at 153 total yards.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to have to do to sustain drives and to be successful is that man has to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah, 150 total yards, couple of touchdowns. I mean, at times he just looks unstoppable.
Right.
Especially, you know, when he gets inside that 5-yard line, it's like, good luck.
Give him the ball.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right.
It almost seems like it's a given that he's going
to
score.
Yeah, and that's the if you're going to win football games, you have to have one guy on your team who does exactly that, right?
The other special thing that I thought is you're starting to see Matthew Golden starting to get it.
Yes.
You know, and there were a couple other times where he was open and he didn't get the ball because there was some pass rush, but he's starting to become a pro wide receiver. You know, that the first catch, that 35-yarder up the sideline, that was a thing of beauty because we didn't see that particular type of play out of him to this point in the season. Put his hands up really late. On a perfectly thrown ball and just got his hands up, you know, late. That's one thing that receivers in the NFL master, the good ones do anyway, is you don't put your hands up early. It's late so that the D-back doesn't have a chance to react. Because a lot of times the D-back is reacting to the wide receiver. Their back's to the quarterback many times, so they can't see it. If you stick your hands up too early, the D-back's going to be right there. So, and he stayed in bounds and made the catch and all that stuff. So, But that's the maturation process that that young man's going to have to go through. He's got a few more areas to get a little bit better on, but it was exciting to see him have that play and be involved more in the offense.
Yeah, Matt Golden was really good yesterday. And what's so exciting about him is once he gets the ball in his hands, he's so dangerous with the run after the catch.
Right.
He's so fast, but he's so elusive and can. He's got some strength where a guy hits him in the leg and he kind of bounces off and he's like, that's not going
to
take me
down.
No,
and his ability to change directions, I think, is something that we all, I wasn't aware of it. He had that one over the middle where he kind of stopped and put his foot in the ground and planted. And then that's what great wide receivers do. And, you know, I'm not putting a tag on him right now, but he's certainly ascending and becoming a better professional wide receiver.
This is the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek. Now, they get some news on Brandon McManus that he's not going to be available for the game. He says, I can kick, but I still feel something. So they say, all right, well, let's hold you out. We need you long term here. So they bring in Lucas Haversick, and dude was money.
Yeah, heck. You were thinking, oh my gosh.
Give him a game ball.
What's going to happen on this?
Yeah.
You know, and it was a big part of the game. Not only that, but he had to kick
big
two field goals and extra points. And I think the last time he played in the NFL, I believe, was in 23. And he played in Green Bay, so he kind of knew what it was like. And you know what? The soccer players, right? I still, you know, put one bar on them, take their pads off, because that's what they're soccer players, right? But it's, you know, you love the way that young man came out and competed right off the ship, right?
Just well, and especially because they've had some issues in the protection areas.
Just slightly.
Special teams. And right. Now you throw a new guy to the operation, right?
Right.
So you're really wondering if every kick is going to be a disaster. But it wasn't. And it looked good, and it looks like it was an all-hands-on-deck approach to the special teams protection units.
Oh, they had the entire starting offensive line on the extra point field goal. I mean, they made a point we were not going to let one get blocked. But, I mean, so going back to the kicker for a second, well, think about it. He gets off the airplane 3 days ago. You're the kicker. Okay. I mean, how many people can really do that? Just think of what it takes mentally to be able to – to just walk into the stadium. You've been with the club for 2-3 days and make big kicks. You know?
He was the leader for field goals in the UFL last year. Believe it or not.
Right, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Arlington Renegades.
Oh, is that where he came from?
Arlington Juggernaut. Renegade.
He was a renegade?
Yeah, he was a renegade.
That's why he could do it.
He sure was.
I've watched 0 minutes of UFL football.
Yeah. That's it?
Your loss.
0 minutes. That's
I watch it just because therees nothing else to watch.
Hey, it's spring, right?
You know?
During spring, that's what's on, right?
There's some guys on there that recognize a name or two every once in a while.
Or may eventually get up to the big leagues, like a Lucas Haversick.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
Good for him. Man, making big kicks, big win over the Bengals. Packers-Bengals final over at Lambeau. Packers getting a much-needed win. Next up now, you got the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, a team that's like, a lot of close losses. Looks like they're going to take the step. They just don't.
That's because Kyler Murray keeps getting hurt.
Well, even before that.
They just got bad luck, right?
Yeah, you know?
That's part of it.
They can't take the step. And now Murray's got the foot thing, so yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So but that's one of those games where you have to go down there. And this is a great test for this football team.
Yeah.
It's a team that if you want to be a champion, right, not just in the North, but you want to be considered a Super Bowl team, you have to go down there and you got to take care of business from the opening snap and just get it done. And that never be in question and just put it all together and walk out there and win and leave. And that's what we should be looking for coming into this week is not a last-minute field goal to pull it off or a big comeback from the Cardinals to make it close at the end. You just want to see them take care of business, kind of what you wanted to see last Sunday too. And then against the Cowboys, didn't quite get there. But you just want them to just have it in hand right from the get-go. No question, no doubts. Just go down there, take care of business, and leave.
We'll see what happens on Sunday. Packers and Cardinals up next. We'll talk about it next Monday on the Fifth Quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek.